Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, March 18th. In today's episode, the Supreme Court reprimands SBI over incomplete electoral bonds data. Opposition alliance unites in Maharashtra and BJP hits roadblocks in seat sharing. Two fresh ED summons for Arvind Kejriwal and Putin's World War III warning after a record win in presidential election. First up, the Supreme Court today directed the State Bank of India to disclose all details related to electoral bonds that allowed individuals and companies to make donations to political parties. This must include the serial number of each bond, said a five-judge bench headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur. The CJI directed that the SBI must disclose all details in its possession and custody, including the alphanumeric bond numbers, to the Election Commission of India by 5 p.m. on Thursday. Following this, the Election Commission will make this information public on its website. The disclosure of alphanumeric details of electoral bonds will help link the donors to the political parties. Coming down heavily on SBI, the CJI said, and I quote, "The SBI's attitude seems to be, you tell us what to disclose, we will disclose. That does not seem to be fair. When we say all details, it includes all conceivable data. All details should come out. We want to ensure that nothing has been suppressed," unquote. The CJI also pulled up Adish Agarwal, president of the Supreme Court Bar Association, who had sought a sua moto review of the judgment, and in a letter to the president, expressed his dislike of the details being made public. When he mentioned it today, the CJI said, and I quote, "Apart from being a senior counsel, you are the president of SCBA. You have written a letter invoking my sua moto powers. These are all publicity-related stuff, and we will not get into this. Do not make me say anything more. It will be distasteful," unquote. Additionally, the government's lawyer, Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, distanced himself from Mr. Agarwal's request and said, "We don't support this." Meanwhile, industrial bodies like FICCI and Ashokam have moved the Supreme Court against the proposed disclosure of the alphanumeric bond numbers. They claim that the donors purchased bonds on the promise of anonymity. In an exclusive interview with NDTV, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said that the scrapping of the electoral bond scheme would open the gates for black money, and all parties should think about developing a better system. And next, the opposition India bloc united at Mumbai's Shivaji Park on Sunday for the conclusion of Rahul Gandhi's 63-day-long Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra. It is India bloc's first major show of strength in public, especially after Nitish Kumar's JDU switched over to the NDA and Trinamool chief Mamata Banerjee's aggressive attacks on the Congress over seat sharing in Bengal. Most of the alliance leaders, including RJD's Tejaswi Yadav, JMM's Champai Soren and Kalpana Soren, National Conference's Farooq Abdullah, Uddhav Thackeray from Shiv Sena UBT and Aam Aadmi Party's Saurabh Bhardwaj joined Rahul Gandhi on the stage. Opposition leaders attacked the centre on EVM electoral bonds and central agency raids. Rahul Gandhi highlighted the need for people from scheduled castes and tribes to occupy more positions of power and upliftment of marginalised sections of the society. Rahul Gandhi in his closing speech said, and I quote, "The king's soul is in ED, EVM, CBI and the Income Tax Department. A senior Congress leader from Maharashtra left the party. He cried to my mother. The leader said he was ashamed that he could not fight anymore and did not want to face jail time," unquote. RJD's Tejaswi Yadav said, and I quote, "We did not unite to defeat Mr. Modi. We united to defeat the ideology that wants to divide this country," unquote. Meanwhile, the NDA seat-sharing deal in Maharashtra has been delayed by 2 days, as the Mahayuti alliance failed to reach a consensus yet again. Union Minister Amit Shah has been called upon to resolve the Mahayuti seat-sharing issue in Maharashtra, sources suggest. The alliance of BJP, Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's NCP are at loggerheads over two seats, and they are reportedly not satisfied with the seat-sharing. Sources suggest the BJP wants regional parties to compromise for Lok Sabha, and has offered to accommodate them in the state assembly elections later this year. Based on winnability, the BJP wants up to 30 seats in the 48-seat Maharashtra, leaving a majority in the remaining 18 for the Shinde faction of the Shiv Sena and around 4 to 5 seats for Ajit Pawar's NCP. Reportedly, Mr. Pawar wants at least 6 to 8 seats. Meanwhile, the opposition alliance Mahavikas Aghadi has reportedly locked a seat-sharing deal. According to sources, Shiv Sena UBT will contest 22 seats. Congress will get 16 and Sharad Pawar's NCP will get 10 seats. And next, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today skipped an ED summons in a money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board. This is the second case under the anti-money laundering law in which the 55-year-old politician has been summoned after the liquor policy case. The Aam Aadmi Party termed the summon illegal and accused the Bharatiya Janata Party government at the centre of using the Enforcement Directorate to target Mr. Kejriwal. The fresh case pertains to an alleged bribery case in a Rs. 38 crore contract for the installation of electromagnetic flow meters. The CBI alleged former chief engineer of Delhi Jal Board, Jagdish Kumar Arora, awarded the contract to NKG Infrastructure Limited, despite knowing it had forged documents and accepted a bribe in return. This CBI case was later investigated by the ED to follow the money trail, which then issued summon to Mr. Kejriwal. The ED alleges that a cash bribe was taken by Mr. Arora and passed on to various parties, including, quote, persons connected with Aam Aadmi Party, unquote. And being the national convener of Aam Aadmi Party, Mr. Kejriwal was summoned. Reacting to the summon, Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Minister Atishi said, and I quote, "Nobody knows what this DJB case is about. This seems to be a backup plan to arrest Kejriwal anyhow and stop him from campaigning for the Lok Sabha polls," unquote. The Delhi Chief Minister is already facing summons for questioning in the Delhi excise policy-linked money laundering case. Mr. Kejriwal has skipped 8 summons in the case till now, terming them illegal. A Delhi court on Saturday had granted bail to Mr. Kejriwal on 2 complaints filed by the agency against him for skipping 6 of the previous 8 summons in the case. But the ED has called him again on March 21st. Breaking from breaking news, to ensure that children eat healthier, a bill in California State Assembly has proposed to ban snacks that contain artificial ingredients like coloring agent Red 40, Blue 1, and titanium oxide. Several media outlets have reported. This includes certain Cheetos and Doritos varieties, cereals like Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles, and candies like Jolly Ranchers. Currently, the state's law dictates schools must provide free lunches and breakfast and must include a fruit, vegetable, dairy, protein, or whole grain item. In a social media post announcing the bill, Assembly member Jesse Gabriel said these chemicals are, quote, linked to serious health concerns, including DNA damage, cancer, hyperactivity, and neurobehavioral issues from food served to the students, unquote. And schools should not be allowed to distribute or even sell items containing these chemicals. Now back to news. Soon after winning the presidential election for a record-breaking 6th time, Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned the world World War III is just a step away. This weekend, Putin won 87.8% of the vote, the highest ever result in Russia's post-Soviet history, and is on the track to overtake Joseph Stalin and become Russia's longest-serving leader in more than 200 years. Putin warned Western countries that a direct conflict between Russia and the US-led NATO military alliance would mean the planet was one step away from World War III, but said hardly anyone wanted such a scenario. The Ukraine war has triggered the deepest crisis in Moscow's relations with the West since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. Putin has often warned of the risk of nuclear war, but says he has never felt the need to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron had said last month he could not rule out the deployment of ground troops in Ukraine in the future, with many Western countries distancing themselves from that, while others, especially in Eastern Europe, expressed support. Putin also dismissed US and Western criticism of the election, which the White House said was not free and fair, saying US elections were not democratic and criticized what he called use of state power against Donald Trump. He said, and I quote, "The whole world is laughing at what is happening there. It is just a catastrophe. It is not democracy. What on earth is it?" Unquote, he said about United States. Putin had earlier threatened that Russia was technically ready for nuclear war, and if the US sent troops to Ukraine, it would be considered a significant escalation of the conflict. And lastly, while Tesla may be known as the world leader in self-driving vehicles, we have our own self-driving Bolero in India. The Indian car has been made into an automated vehicle by Swayat Robots, a company which claims it aims to make autonomous driving technology accessible and affordable, especially for a dense traffic country like India. Sanjeev Sharma, founder and CEO of Swayat Robot, shared a video on X last week, stating, "Autonomous driving through tight, dynamic, stochastic and adversarial traffic dynamics on suburban roads in India, as well as through partially unstructured environments." This demo also represented some of Swayat's previous achievements, including experiences in off-road and on-road scenarios, navigating bidirectional traffic on single-lane roads, and toll plaza navigation. Mr. Sharma believes that his mission at Swayat will not only solve suburban traffic dynamics and environmental negotiations for autonomous vehicles in India, but also globally. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.